why I like Christmas.
And why I don't like Christmas. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Vestermann English podcast. I'm Ella.
And I'm James. Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. For some people anyway. Many people love Christmas because of the special food, colourful lights, Christmas parties, and so much more. But not everyone is a fan of Christmas.
Like me, for example. There are some things that I really don't like about Christmas.
And I'm interested to find out what they are.
So, let's get started with part one, Christmas trees.
When I put up my Christmas tree, I feel like Christmas has really started. What don't you like about Christmas trees, Ella?
Well, firstly, it's a lot of effort to go and pick out a tree. Then, when you get home, it takes so long to decorate it, and it never looks as nice as you'd like it to. If you've got a real tree, you have to clean up all the time because the needles end up all over the floor. Plus, isn't it really bad for the environment to cut down Christmas trees?
Actually, not really. Christmas trees aren't that bad for the environment. Well, the real ones at least. In the UK, for example, 10 trees are planted for every Christmas tree that is cut down. We've got better at recycling Christmas trees too.
What about the fake ones though? You can't easily recycle them, and a lot of CO2 is released when they are transported around the world.
That's true, but it depends how many years you use your fake tree for. If you use the same fake Christmas tree for, say, 25 years, that's more sustainable than buying a real tree each year.
Fair enough. But I'm still not sure it's worth all the effort just for a few days in December.
Well, that leads us on to part two, Christmas time. Ella, you say that Christmas is just a few days in December, but I normally get into the Christmas spirit in mid-November.
That's another thing I don't like about Christmas. Christmas is only a few days long, but nowadays it's basically celebrated for the last 2 months of the year.
But it's such a nice way to make November a bit less dark and sad. You can enjoy the Christmas lights and all the delicious Christmas food for longer. And you can get excited that Christmas is coming.
Sometimes less is more, though. If we celebrated Christmas for a couple of weeks and not for a couple of months, I think it would feel much more special. Don't you get bored by the start of December?
Absolutely not. And the Christmas sales often start in November too, which gives you a bit of extra time to buy presents for people.
That's true. But I think there's so much pressure around finding the right present. Not everyone has enough money to buy expensive presents for lots of people. But when you see adverts for Christmas presents for 2 months straight, you might end up spending more money than you should, or else feeling bad because you can't buy the presents you would like to.
I agree with you on that one. Especially nowadays with the threat of climate change, I think people should focus less on buying and receiving lots of presents and more on spending time with loved ones. So let's move on to part three, the perfect Christmas.
Speaking of spending time together, Christmas can be so stressful because everyone has really high expectations. Even if you don't buy the perfect present, you have to see people, you have to cook the perfect meal, and you have to be happy. If you have such high expectations, you're only going to be disappointed.
I think that's a bit unfair. Expectations aside, many people are genuinely happy to see their loved ones and spend time with them.
That's great. I just don't see why there has to be so much hype around Christmas specifically. There are lots of other times during the year when you can see your loved ones, like on a birthday, at a big celebration like a graduation, or just because you want to.
Some people only get to see their family at Christmas, though. Maybe they live far away and Christmas is the only time of year that they can travel home, for example. So they want to make sure it's as special and enjoyable as possible.
I can see that. I guess Christmas just means something different to everyone.
That's something we can agree on at least.
Over to you. Now that we've shared our opinions on Christmas, it's over to you.
Are you a Christmas critic like Ella? Or are you a fan of Christmas like me? Or are you somewhere in between?
And if you don't celebrate Christmas, is there another festival or event that you enjoy celebrating? What do you like most about it?
Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye, everyone.
And Merry Christmas. Teachers can find a free worksheet, vocabulary list, and a transcript of this episode at www.vesterman.de/English. Make sure to learn more about our English textbooks and our free materials for your English lessons. The Vesterman English podcast is produced and recorded by Niels Respondek. The speakers in this episode are Ella Collier and James Goff. Text by Thomas Gertchen. Music by audiohop.com.